Well, then there's another one called the Little Red Hen. This little red hen, she found a grain of wheat. Well, she's out by the barnyard picking around, and on the barnyard, the farm, there was all the farm animals. There was horses and cows and dogs and cats and hens and chickens and roosters. So this little red hen found this grain of wheat out by the barn. She thought she would plant it and raise some wheat. So anyway, she went to work. She asked all the farm animals who would help her plant the wheat. And the cat said, I won't, and the dog said, I won't, and the pig said, I won't, and the cow said, I won't, and the horse said, I won't, and the rooster said, I won't. All right, said the little red hen, I'll plant it myself. So she did. And when the wheat got ripe enough that she could cut it and take it to the mill and get it ground into flour, she asked these farm animals if they'd help her cut the wheat and take it to the mill. The cat said, I won't. The dog said, I won't. The pig said, I won't. The cow said, I won't. The horse said, I won't. And the rooster said, I won't. All right, said the little red hen, I'll do it myself. So she cut the wheat and she took it to the mill, and she got it ground up into flour, and she carried the flour home on her back. And when she got to home, she asked these farm animals that who would help her make the bread. Well, the cat said, I won't. The dog said, I won't. The pig said, I won't. The cow said, I won't. The horse said, I won't. And the rooster said, I won't. All right, said the little red hen, I'll make the bread. So the little red hen made the bread, and she put it in the oven and cooked it. And when the bread was all cooked and come out nice and brown, she asked the animals, she said, who will help me eat this bread? And the cat said, oh, I will. And the dog said, oh, I will. And the pig said, oh, I will. And the cow said, oh, I will. And the horse said, oh, I will. And the rooster said, oh, I will. No, you won't, said the little red hen. You wouldn't help me make it. You wouldn't help me get it ready. So I'm going to eat it up myself. So anyway, she sat down, she ate up all this bread, and she ate so much of it, she got a pain in her stomach, and she got down on the floor, and she was rolling around and groaning and moaning with this pain in her stomach. So the cat and dog looked at her, and they said, well, we will get out to the drugstore, and we'll get a big bottle of castor oil. So the dog and cat took off to the drugstore, and they got a bottle of castor oil, and they run back, and the hen was still rolling around on the floor, holding on her stomach, groaning and moaning because she ate so much bread. So the cat got the bottle, and the pig grabbed the hen by the bill and opened her mouth, and the cat poured the full bottle of this castor oil down this hen's stomach, and the hen hollered and jumped and squawked and coughed and spit, and after a while, she laid her on the floor, and she felt a little better, so she got up around, and the pain was all gone, but she never ate any white bread after that, and she lived to be a very old hen, and she lived happy ever after.